The CCASP codes apply to both whole class instruction and to times when students are working in small groups or independently. However, because of the limitations of observing video recorded lessons, it will not always be possible to determine what students are doing when they are working at their seats. At these times, you'll need to assign a score to the segment based on whatever evidence is available. The students provide explanations and student mathematical questioning and reasoning codes are both scored based on the presence of specific examples of the relevant behaviors. For these codes, only give credit for things you actually hear students say. When students are working independently or in groups, and you cannot hear anything they say, you should give the segment a score of not present. If you can hear student explanations or reasoning during these times, you should score them as usual. However, the students communicate about the mathematics of the segment code is treated slightly differently because it is based on the amount and kind of student communication going on throughout the segment, rather than on specific utterances. During non-whole class time, code substantive student contributions when you can hear them. For instance, students talk to the teacher as she circulates, or you can overhear pairs of students as they work. You can also code for higher levels of student communication when the teacher's directions are very clear, and you can reasonably expect students to be having a substantive exchange for the duration of the small group work, for instance, during a turn-in talk. However, if there is no evidence as to what students are talking about in small groups, give a score of not present. During non-whole class time, the students work with contextualized problems and task cognitive demand codes are scored based on the nature of the work students are doing rather than what students are saying. The main sources of evidence about this are usually the instructions given to students when the task is launched and the interactions between the teacher and the students as the teacher circulates. Assume that students are doing the task they were given unless there is evidence to suggest otherwise. For example, if you see that many students are off task, or if you hear the teacher lowering the cognitive demand by offering a lot of hints and scaffolding.